Hello. Thanks for joining me today and welcome to this week's episode. My name is Blessing Aladis, I'm your business English coach for Middle Eastern business owners. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello everybody, how you doing? Today's topic is going to be about how you can get rid of embarrassment by your work English skills. I met a very sometimes embarrassed by his weak English skills. He had tried many ways to speak with his foreign clients in English, but he always got embarrassed by his weak English skills. I men knew that he had two choices. One, develop strong English skills for his business. And the second one is continue using his weak English skills and get embarrassed during every meeting. He tried many methods to develop strong English skills, but he made no progress because he didn't have step-by-step guides. If you're like Ahmed, you get embarrassed by your weak English skills during meetings and you don't know how to improve. You can use the tools that I will give you today to develop strong English skills for your business. Please do not forget to like, subscribe, and share this business English podcast. Alright everybody, let's move on. Are your weak English skills affecting your business? Hussein sent me a message the other day because he couldn't speak English confidently with his foreign clients. His real name is not Hussein. He joined some English chat groups, but he couldn't make simple sentences in English. But he couldn't write and reply to business emails in English. He couldn't read business documents in English. He couldn't understand the words of his foreign clients in English. Hussein was losing a lot of money and many connections because of his weak English skills. He reached out to me and signed up for my one-on-one VIP English program. Within 8 months, Hussein became confident in his English skills. He started expressing himself well in English during meetings. He started writing and replying to business emails in English. He started reading business documents confidently in English. He started understanding the words of his foreign clients in English. He gained the confidence to grow his business outside of the UAE with strong English skills. If you do nothing to improve your weak English skills, you will continue to lose more money and connections. When you're ready to make more money with strong English skills, here are the two ways I can help you. The first one is join the one-on-one VIP English coaching program for VIP Middle Eastern founders to grow your business outside your country with strong English skills within 8 months. And the second one is premium English proofreading, editing, rewriting, and reviewing of your top secret documents in English. All you need to do is kindly go to www.friendlylycoach.com/link. Check the description of this business English podcast. You will see www.friendlylycoach.com/link. Tap on that to send me a message directly on WhatsApp or on Facebook Messenger. Are you tired of being embarrassed by your weak English during meetings? You avoid talking to your foreign clients in English because you don't want to be embarrassed by your grammar errors. So tell me, how can you improve your weak English speaking skills? If you don't speak English during meetings, you can develop strong English speaking skills. If you don't write documents in English, you can have strong English writing skills. If you don't read documents in English, you can have strong English reading skills. If you don't listen well to your clients, partners, and investors' words in English, you can't understand them. Can you remember how much effort you put into growing your business? How long will you allow your weak English skills to reduce the money you can make in your business? When you use your English skills for your business every day, you can develop strong English skills to grow your business. Are you tired of being embarrassed by your weak English during meetings? If you are a Medisal founder, we can work one-on-one to help you develop strong English skills to grow your business outside of your country. Alright, let's move on. What can I do to stop being embarrassed by my weak English? Farouk asked me. Blessing, what can I do to stop being embarrassed by my weak English? How can I develop strong English skills for my business? In the same way as Farouk, 99% of medias and founders with weak English skills do not know how they can develop strong English skills for their businesses. You try to develop strong English skills, but you still can't speak English confidently with your clients, with your partners, and investors. With the right steps, you can stop being embarrassed by your weak English during meetings. Are you ready to stop being embarrassed by your weak English skills? I need you to use the tips that I will give you today to learn how to improve your English skills for your business. Alright. And the question for this week is, what tip do you like best? Well, that is when I give you the tips. So, you can just send me a voice message or reply to the question attached to this business English podcast. I don't know where exactly you're in this list to me. It's on Spotify. I think you should be able to get a question, yes, together with the business English podcast. But even if you are not on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Yosevan or Andami, if you're not in that, if you're listening to me on anywhere like Stitcher, anywhere, I don't know if Stitcher is available, I don't know. On anywhere, anyway, listening to me, you can send me a message directly on WhatsApp to tell me the tip that you like best, okay? I would love to hear from you. Yes, yes, yes. All right, let's move on to the next. Develop your strong English is out or without the right steps. When you don't take the right steps, you can find it harder to improve your weak English skills. However, with the right steps, you can develop strong English skills for your business faster. 85% of meetings and founders with weak English skills think of giving up on developing strong English skills because they don't have the right steps. If you've tried many methods to improve your weak English skills and have made 1% to 2% progress within 3 months or 3 years, I have something for you. You can learn the 7 fast ways to develop strong English skills for your business. You can get the 7 fast ways for $0. However, these 7 fast ways cannot be free forever. No way. So tell me, what exactly are you getting? Yes. Kindly go to www.friendlycoach.com/link. Show in the description of this business English podcast, you will see www.friendlycoach.com/link. Tap on that to get the 7 fast ways. Once you tap on it, you will see a pop-up once you get the 7 fast ways. Business English kind of thing. I can't remember those words correctly. But once you see a pop-up, put in your email address and your full name. And in case you can't see that, no problem, it's fine, absolutely fine. All you need to do is to scroll down a bit and then you will see free business English tips. Tap on it and then put in your full name and your best email address. Please note, this is only for meetings and founders. Alright. You have been avoiding this truth, but I will tell you, you can develop strong English skills for your business just by paying $2,000 for private business English classes. Fahad, that's not his real name, has spent a lot of money on private business English classes, yet he couldn't speak, read, write, and listen well on English. He thought he would develop strong English skills by attending the classes. After 6 months, Fahad did not improve at all. Even if he didn't tell me, I know that 99% of the time, busy meetings are founders with weak English skills find excuses not to use their English skills at work because they don't want to make grammar errors because they are afraid people will judge them. 1 month later, Fahad joined my one-on-one VIP English program for 8 months and he did 90% of the learning assignments I gave him during the 8 months. He showed up almost every day to get 5 minutes feedback from me on a video call. It wasn't easy, but 8 months later, Fahad delivered a speech in English, in Texas, USA. He started growing his business outside of his country with strong English skills. Are you left for hard and don't know what to do? I have something for you. Can you go to www.friendlycoach.com/link? Tap on it to send me a message directly on WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger. Improving your weak English is hard when you don't know how to improve your English skills, when you think that you are too old to learn, when you are not ready to put in the time and effort to improve. When you join 2 to 5 business English courses every year without using what you learn, come on. And that's why you can't say what you have in mind in English. The remedy is in advance. That's why you can negotiate this confidently in English. That's why you can build strong connections with your clients, partners, and investors in English. That's why you can't use your English skills to grow your business outside of your country. You know, this is not just about learning English, it's about using your English skills to make more money worldwide. Tell yourself the truth, are your English skills helping you make more money? Sam will join my one-on-one VIP English program as a businessman who lost deals because of his weak English skills. Sam will follow 99% of the step-by-step guides I gave him and study connect to world in English to remedies. Word from him, I no longer have our time trying to speak and present in English. I no longer scared of speaking English. In meetings, my clients and partners do not have our time understanding me. From Simon, you may hear. Stop counting the business English courses you joined. Start working towards using your English skills to make more money. When you don't do anything, you will continue to lose more deals. And I'm sure you don't want that. And here are 2 ways I can help you. The first one is let's talk one-on-one for 8 months to help you improve your weak English skills and grow your business. And the second one is premium English proofreading and editing of your top secret documents in English. In case you want to reach out to me, kindly go to www.friendlycoach.com/link to send me a message directly on WhatsApp, sharing the description of this business English podcast. All right. First tip that I have here for you is this. Talk to one client or partner or investor in English for a minute or 2 minutes every day. And don't forget to use simple English words when you are talking. And the next one is every day, use 10 to 15 minutes to write a short business email or to reply to business documents in English. And the next one is once a week, record yourself speaking in English during a meeting. Next step, rewatch the videos to see the areas you need to improve. Maybe you need to change the way you speak, the way you work, the way you sit, or the way you move your head to show that you are confident when you speak English. Use your English skills for your business every day to help you develop strong English skills and to help you build your confidence. Also, for those who want to buy me coffee, you want to support me and buy me coffee, kindly go to www.friendlycoach.com/link to buy me a coffee or to donate monthly. I appreciate every one of you. I love you. Leave you stiffless. Bye.
Whoa, this has been awesome. Thank you. Alright. I appreciate you with all my heart. And please do not forget to like, subscribe, and share this podcast. Also, do not forget to get free business English tips from me to his son business owners. Go to friendlilycoach.com/link to get yours. friendlilycoach.com/link. To get your ass. Need more free time, error for business documents, business guardrails, and 100% privacy, premium English proofreading, and editing of your important business documents? DM proofread. Go to friendlilycoach.com/link and tap on WhatsApp to DM proofread. Join 101 VIP English coaching programs for media and business owners. It's only for 8 to 12 months. Step-by-step English coaching programs to help middle-income business owners get more business deals and expand your business internationally with improved business English skills within 8 to 12 months, DM 101, go to friendlilycoach.com/link and tap on WhatsApp to DM 101. Alright, how do you spell friendlilycoach.com? I'm sure you can see my name, friendlilycoach, write it together in small letters and add .com/link. You can also check the description of this podcast episode and the user friendlilycoach.com/link. Tap on it and tap on WhatsApp to DM me now. Thanks once again for joining me and see you next time. Bye.